Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling for my show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. We forever give praise and thanks to Almighty God Allah. We say, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem. We seek refuge in him from Satan the rejected. We say Al-Fatiha. A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem. Billahi Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka Nabudu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina Sirata Al-Mustaqim. Sirata Al-Ladheena An'amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Ladhdallin. This show is dedicated to education, to reviving the Sister Claire Muhammad tradition here in Los Angeles. And we need your help. Keep us in your prayers. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And our show is a 2-hour show every day. We start off reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran juice. Right now we are at the 27th juice. That's a section. Yeah, the Holy Quran is broken down. It can be broken down in 30 parts. And it's a tradition in Ramadan to read 1/30. So we're going to continue that tradition because this is the 28th day of the month after the Ramadan month with the Shawwal. So we'll start reading there. Alhamdulillah. Hopefully, when you call in, inshallah, if and when you call in, you press 1 on your phone so you can read a section. I'm going to read section by section, and we're going to get through this in about maybe 50 minutes. Alhamdulillah. Abraham says, "And what, O ye messengers, is your errand now?" They said, "We have been sent to a people deep in sin to bring on them a shower of stones of clay, brimstone, billahi min shaitan, marked as from thy Lord, for those who trespass beyond bounds. Then we evacuated those of the believers who were there, but we found not there any just Muslim persons except in one house, and we left there a sign for such as feared the grievous penalty. And in Moses was another sign. Behold, we sent him to Pharaoh with authority manifest. But Pharaoh turned back with his chiefs and said, A sorcerer or one possessed." Turning the page here, we're on page 1362. "So we took him and his forces and threw them into the sea. And this was the blame. And in the Ad people was another sign. Behold, we sent against them the devastating wind. It left nothing whatever that it came up against, but reduced it to ruin and rottenness. And then the Thamud was another sign. Behold, they were told, enjoy your brief day for a little while. But they instantly defied the command of their Lord. So the stunning noise of an earthquake seized them, even while they were looking on. Then they could not even stand on their feet, nor could they help themselves. So were the people of Noah before them, for they wickedly transgressed. With the power and skill did we construct the firmament, for it is we who expand the vastness of space. And we hold the lightness. With the power and skill did we construct the firmament, for it is we who expand the vastness of space. Alhamdulillah. This is section, that was section 3. 5147. I'm going to try to keep that. Can you just give me a moment, brothers and sisters? Well, I promise you, do we construct the firmament? And it is we who expand the vastness of space. We have spread out the spacious earth. How excellently we do spread out. And of everything we have created pairs that ye may receive instruction. Hasten ye then at once to Allah. I am from him a warner to you, clear and open. There, no, just a second, please. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, my dear brother. It's just it. With the power and skill that we construct the firmament, what is we who expand the vastness of space and move the machine. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Alhamdulillah. Lord, alhamdulillah. We're back. This is second here. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. All right, alhamdulillah, just a little, I just wrote down a note I wanted to talk to you. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. And we are reading, right now I'm on page 1363. We're at section 3, number 47, ayat 47, alhamdulillah. With the power and skill did we construct the firmament, for it is we who expand the vastness of space, and we have spread out the spacious earth, how excellent we do spread out, alhamdulillah. And of everything we have created pairs, that ye may receive instruction. Hasten ye then at once to Allah. I am from him a warner to you, clear and open. And make not another an object of worship with Allah. I am from him a warner to you, clear and open. Similarly, no messenger came to the people before them, but they said of him in like manner, a sorcerer or one possessed. And is this the legacy that they have transmitted one to another? Nay, they are themselves a people transgressing beyond bounds. So turn away from them, and not thine is the blame, and teach thy message, for teaching benefits the believers. I have only created jinns and men that they may serve me. No sustenance do I require of them, nor do I require that they should feed me. For Allah is he who gives all sustenance, Lord of power, steadfast forever. For the wrongdoers, their portion is like unto the portion of their fellows for earlier generations. Then let them not ask me to hasten the portion. Woe then to the unbelievers on account of that day of theirs which they have been promised. Alhamdulillah. All right, so I'm on page 1367. Alhamdulillah. Okay, Brother Rashad, alhamdulillah. Press 1 on your phone if you want to come in and read. I'm at Surah 52, Atur, the Mount. I'm on page 1367. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, brother. Thanks for reminding me, too.
Assalamu alaikum.
Work on Salam. Are you going to read?
What chapter and what surah? Number.
Okay, Surah 52, chapter 52, right at the beginning, on page 1367.
Chapter 52. At the beginning of the surah.
Right. Well, I'll continue right now. You just pick up. By the mount of revelation, by a decree inscribed, and a scroll unfolded, by the much frequented fane, by the canopy raised high, and by the ocean filled with swell. Verily the doom of thy Lord will indeed come to pass. There is none can avert it. Okay. I'm on number 9. No, you're making a lot of racket. You're making a lot of racket. It's picking up. There is none can avert. I'm 9. That's 8. Number 9, on the day when the firmament will be in dreadful commotion and the mountains will fly hither and thither, and woe that day to those that treat truth as falsehood, that play and paddle in shallow trifles. That day shall they be thrust down to the fire of hell irresistibly. This, it will be said, is the fire which ye were wont to deny. Is this then a fake, or is it ye that do not see? Burn ye therein. The same is it to you, whether ye bear it with patience or not. Ye but receive the recompense of your own deeds. As to the righteous, they will be in gardens and in happiness, enjoying the bliss which their Lord hath bestowed on them. And their Lord shall deliver them from the penalty of the fire. To them will be said, eat and drink ye with profit and health because of your good deeds. They will recline with ease on thrones of dignity, arranged in ranks. Right now, I'm on page 1370, and excuse me, and we shall join them to companion with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes. Number 21. And those who believe and whose families follow them in faith, to them shall we join their families, nor shall we deprive them of aught of the fruit of aught of their works. Yet is each individual in pledge for his deeds. For we shall bestow on them of fruit and meat anything they shall desire. They shall there exchange one with another a loving cup free of frivolity, free of all taint of ill. Round about them will serve devoted to them youths handsome as pearls, well guarded. They will advance to each other, engaging in mutual inquiry. They will say, after time, we were not without fear for the sake of our people, but Allah has been good to us and has delivered us from the penalty of the scorching wind. Truly we did call unto him from of old. Truly it is he, the beneficent, the merciful. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 2, number 29. Section 2, number 29. Surah 52, number 29. Are you ready, brother?
Yes, sir. Therefore, remind, for by the grace of thy Lord, thou art no soothsayer, nor possessed. Although they say a poet, we await for him some calamity hatched by dying. Say thou, await ye, I too will await along with you. Is it that their intellects urge them to this? Or are they but a people transgressing beyond bounds? Or do they say he fabricated the message? Nay, they have no faith. Let them then produce a saying likened to it, if it be they speak the truth. Were they created of nothing, or were they themselves the creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, they have no firm belief. Or are the treasures of thy Lord with them? Or have they control over them? Or have they a leader by which they can climb up? Or have they a ladder by which they can climb up to heavens and listen to the secrets? Then let such a listener of theirs produce a manifest proof. Or has he only daughters, and ye have sons? Or is it that thou doest ask for a reward, so that they are burdened with a load of debt? Or that the unseen is in their hands, and they write it down? Or do they intend a plot against thee, but those who disbelieve are themselves ensnared in a plot? Or have they a God other than Allah, exalted as Allah, for above the things they associate with him? Were they to see a piece of the sky falling on them, they would only say clouds gathered in heaps. So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs when they shall be thunderstruck. The day when their plotting will avail nothing and no help will be given them. And surely, for those who do wrong, there is another punishment besides this, but most of them know not. Now wait in patience the command of thy Lord. Verily thou art in our eyes, and for thou art in our eyes, and celebrate the praises of thy Lord the while thou standest forth. And for part of the night also praise thou him, and at the setting of the stars.
All right, bro. All right, we're at Najm, the star, Surah 53. Alhamdulillah. Surah 53, by the star when it goes down. Alhamdulillah, okay? I see another reading here, and inshallah we shall pick up, brother. Alhamdulillah. By the star when it goes down, your companion is neither astray nor being misled, nor does he say aught of his own desire. It is no less than an inspiration sent down to him. He was taught by one mighty in power, endued with wisdom, for he appeared in a stately form while he was in the highest part of the horizon. I'm on page 1378, I'm at number 8 now. Then he approached and came closer, and was at a distance of 2 bowlengths or even nearer. So did Allah convey the inspiration to his servant, conveyed what he meant to convey. The prophet's mind and heart in no way falsified that which he saw. Will you then dispute with him concerning what he saw? For indeed, he saw him at a second descent, near the lote tree, beyond which none may pass. Near it is the garden of abode. Behold, the lote tree was shrouded in mystery unspeakable. Its sight never swerved, nor did it go astray. For truly did he see of the signs of his Lord the greatest. Have you seen Lat and Uzza, and another, the third goddess, Manat? What, for you the male sex, and for him the female? Behold, such would be a division, indeed. Behold, such would be indeed a division most unfair. These are nothing but names which ye have devised, ye and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority whatever. They follow nothing but conjecture and what their own souls desire, even though there has already come to them guidance from their Lord. Nay, shall man have just anything he hankers after? But it is to Allah that the end and the beginning of all things belong. Alhamdulillah. I'm right there, section 2, number 26. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. All right, just read section 2.
How many soever
be the angels in the heaven, the intercession will avail nothing, except after Allah has given leave for whom he pleases, and that he is acceptable to him. Those who believe not in hereafter name the angels with female names. But they have no knowledge therein. They follow nothing but conjecture and conjecture. They are nothing against truth. Therefore, shun those who turn away from our message and desire nothing but the life of this world. It is as far as knowledge will reach them. Verily, your Lord knoweth best those who stray from his path. And he knoweth best those who receive guidance. Yea, to Allah belong God better in the heavens and on earth, so that you reward those who do evil according to their deeds, and you reward those who do good with what is best. Those who avoid great sins and shameful deeds only fall into small faults. Verily, thy Lord is ample in forgiveness. He knows you well when he brings you out of the earth, and when you are hidden in your mother's womb. Therefore, justify not yourself. He knows best who it is that guards against evil. I'm sorry, sure I like to speak the truth.
We're at section 3.
Here's that one who turns back, gives a little, then hardens his heart. What? Has he knowledge of the unseen so that he can see? Nay, is he not acquainted with what is in the books of Moses and of Abraham who fulfilled his commandments? Namely, that no bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another, that man can have nothing but what he strives for, that the fruit of his striving will soon come in sight, then will he be rewarded with a reward complete, that to thy Lord is the final goal, that it is he who giveth laughter and tears, that it is he who granteth death and night, that he did create the pairs, male and female, from a sperm drop when lodged in its place, that he hath promised a second creation, raising of the dead. That is he who giveth wealth and satisfaction, that he is the Lord of Sirius, the mighty star, and that it is he who destroyed the powerful ancient Ad people, and that Thamud, he left no trace of them, and before them the people of Noah, and for that they were all most unjust and most insolent transgressors. And he destroyed the overthrown cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, so that there coveted that which they covered. Then which of the favors of thy Lord, O man, wilt thou dispute about? This is a warner of the series of warners of old. The hour of approaching draws nigh. No one but Allah can disclose it. Do you then wonder at this recital? And will ye laugh and not weep, wasting your time in vanities? But fall ye down in prostration to Allah and adore him.
Number 54, Qamar, 54, Qamar the moon. And after I read this section here, I got to duck away a second and get my salat in before, because I was tied up, but just for about 5 minutes. The hour of judgment is not.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. The last, I yet that. Brother Red is 62. There's a prostration at the end of that one. Just make a prostration.
Oh, okay, brothers. Alhamdulillah. It sure is. Thank you. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And fall ye down in prostration to Allah and adore him. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Good. Good. All right. I'm gonna read 54 now. I can continue, right, Muhammad?
Oh yeah, yes, yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. The hour of judgment is nigh, and the moon is cleft asunder. But if they see a sign, they turn away and say this is but transient magic. They reject the warning and follow their own lusts. But every matter has its appointed time. There have already come to them recitals wherein there is enough to check them. Mature wisdom, but the preaching of warners profits them not. Therefore, prophet, turn away from them. They that the caller will call them to a terrible affair. They will come forth, their eyes humble, from their graves torpid, like locusts scattered abroad, hastening with eyes transfixed towards the caller. Hard is this day, the unbelievers will say. Before them, the people of Noah rejected their messenger. They rejected our servant and said, here is one possessed, and he was driven out. Then he called on his Lord, I am the one overcome. Do thou then help me? So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. So the waters met and rose to the extent decreed. But we bore him on an ark made of broad planks and caulked with palm fibers. She floats under our eyes in care, a recompense to one who had been rejected with scorn. And we have left this as a sign for all time. Then is there any that will receive admonition? But how terrible was my penalty and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? The ad people too rejected the truth. Then how terrible was my penalty and my warning. But we sent against them, next page, a furious wind on a day of violent disaster, plucking out men as if they were roots of palm trees torn up from the ground. Yea, how terrible was my penalty and my warning. But we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? Alhamdulillah. All right, it's section two right there.
The Talmud also rejected their warners. For they said, what, a man, a solitary one from among ourselves, shall he follow such a one? Truly, should we then be in error and madness? Is it that the message is sent to him of all people among us? Nay, he is a liar, an innocent one. Ah, they will know on the morrow, which is the liar, the insolent one. For who will send the sea camel by way of trial for them? So watch then, O Salah, and possess thyself in patience. And tell them that the water is to be divided between them, each one's right to drink being brought towards by suitable turns, brought forward by suitable turns. But they called to their companion, and he took his sword in hand and hamstrung her. And how terrible was my chastisement and my warning. For we sent against them a single mighty blast, and they became like the dry stubble used by one who tends cattle. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand. And remember, then is there any that will receive admonition? The people of Lut rejected his warning. We sent against them a violent tornado and showers of stones, which destroyed them, except Lut's household. Them we delivered by early dawn as a grace from us. Thus do we reward those who give thanks. And Lut did warn them of our violent seizure, but they disputed about the warning, and they even sought to snatch away the guests from him, and we blinded their eyes. They heard, now taste ye my wrath and my warning. Early on the morrow, an abiding chastisement seized them, so taste ye my chastisement and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? To the people of Pharaoh, two aforetime came warners from Allah.
Next section.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, brother.
All right. I do say to the regime, to the people of Pharaoh, two aforetime came warners from Allah. The people rejected all our signs, but we see them with such penalty as come from one exalting power, able to carry out his will. Are you unbelievers, O Christ, better than they? Or have you an immunity in the sacred books? And do they say we acted together can defend themselves? SubhanAllah. Yeah. Or do they say we acting together can defend ourselves? Soon will their multitude be put to flight, and they will show their backs. Nay, the hour of judgment is the time promised them for their full recompense. And that hour will be most grievous and most bitter. Truly those in sin are the ones straying in mind and mad. The day that they will be dragged through the fire on their faces, they will hear, "Praise you, the touch of hell. Verily, all things have we created in proportion and measure. And our command is but a single act, like the tickling of an eye. And oft in the past that we destroy gangs like unto you. Then is there any that will receive admonition? All that they do is noted in their book of deeds. Every matter, small and great, is a record. And to the righteous, they will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, in an assembly of truth, in the presence of a sovereign omnipotent." Salam Kadeem, and Allah speaks the truth.
Alhamdulillah, I'm back right now. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Surah 55, Allah most gracious. So this is our Rahman, Balaam Shaitan of Ajim. Allah most gracious. It is he who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him speech and intelligence, and the sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed. And the herbs and the trees both alike bow in adoration. And the firmament has he raised high, and he has set up the balance of justice in order that ye may not transgress due balance of the law. I'm turning the page here. So establish weight with justice and fall not short of the balance. It is he who has spread out the earth for his creatures. Therein is fruit and date palms producing spades and clothing dates. Also corn with its leaves and stalk for fodder, and sweet-smelling plants, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? He created man from sounding clay, like unto pottery, and he created jinns from the fire, free of smoke. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? He is Lord of the two east and Lord of the two west. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? He has let free the two bodies of flowing water, meeting together. Between them is a barrier which they do not transgress. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Out of them come pearls and coral. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? And his are the ships sailing smoothly through the seas, lofty as mountains. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? I'm at section 2:26.
All that is on earth will perish, but will abide forever the face of thy Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Of him seeks its need every creature in the heavens and on earth, every day in new splendor doeth he shine. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? As Fabi Allah, Rafi Kumaduka Sivan, so shall we settle your affairs, O both ye worlds, And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? O ye assembly of jinns and men, if it be ye can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, press ye, not without authority shall ye be able to pass. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? On ye will be sent, O ye evil ones, a flame of fire to burn, and a flash of molten brass to defend. No defense will ye have, and which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? When the sky is rent asunder, and it becomes like red ointment, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? On that day, no question will be asked of man or jinn as to his sin. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? For the sinners will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? This is the hell which the sinners deny. In its midst, and in the midst of boiling hot water, will they wander around. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? But for such as fear the time when they will stand before the judgment seat of their Lord, there will be two gardens. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Abounding in branches, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny?
Send
them each. No.
Section 3.
Oh, all right.
Section 3?
Yes.
Okay.
46. But for such as fear the time when they will stand before the judgment seat of their Lord, there will be two gods. In which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Containing all kinds of trees and delights. In which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them each will be two springs flowing free. In which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fruits of every kind, two and two. In which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? They will climb on carpets whose inner linings will be a rich brocade. The fruit of the gardens will be near and easy to reach. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? In them will be maidens chaste, with stained their glances, whom no man or jinn before them has touched. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Like unto rubles and corals. In which of the faces of your Lord we deny? Is there any reward for good other than good? In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? And beside these two, there are two other gods. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Dark green in color, from plentiful watering. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? In them each will be two springs pouring forth water in continuous abundance. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fruits and dates and pomegranates. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? In them will be fair companions, good, beautiful. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Companions restraining as to their glances, in goodly pavilions. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Whom no man has been before them has touched. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Reclining on green cushions and rich carpets for beauty. In which of the faces of your Lord will you deny? Blessed be the name of your Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor.
Allah speaks the truth. Allah speaks the truth. Surah 56, Al-Waqia. When the event inevitable cometh to pass, then will no soul entertain falsehood concerning its coming. Many will it bring low, many will it exalt. When the earth shall be shaken to its depths, and the mountains shall be crumbled to atoms, becoming dust scattered abroad, and ye shall be sorted out into three classes. Then there will be the companions of the right hand. What will be the companions of the right hand? And the companions of the left hand. What will be the companions of the left hand? And those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. These will be those nearest to Allah and guard to this number of people from those bold and a few from those of later times. They'll be on thrones encrusted with gold and precious stones, reclining on them facing each other. Round about them will serve youths of perpetual freshness, with goblets, shining beakers, and cups filled out of clear flowing fountains. For after ache will they receive therefrom, nor will they suffer intoxication, and with fruits any that they may select, and the flesh of fowl, any that they may desire. And there will be companions with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes, like unto pearls, well guarded, a reward for the deeds of their past life. No frivolity will they hear therein, nor any taint of ill. Only just saying, peace, peace. The companions of the right hand will be the companions of the right hand. What will be the companions of the right hand? They will be among low trees without thorns, among tall trees with flowers or fruits, piled one above another, in shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in abundance, whose season is not limited nor supply forbidden, and on thrones of dignity raised high. We have created their companions of special creation, made them virgin pure and undefiled, beloved by nature, equal in age, for the companions of the right hand. A goodly number from those of old, and a goodly number from those of later times. We're at section two. Section two.
All right. The companions of the left hand. What will be the companions of the left hand? There will be in the midst of flames. Excuse me. There will be in the midst of fierce blasts of fire and in boiling water, and in the shades of black smoke, neither soot nor neither cool nor refreshing, for they are wont to be indulged before that in sinful luxury, and persisted obstinately in wickedness supreme. And used to say, what? When we die and become dust and bones, shall we then indeed be raised up again, we and our fathers of old? Say, yeah, those of old and those of later times. All will certainly be gathered together for the meeting appointed, for a day well known. Then will ye truly, O ye that go wrong and deny the truth, you will surely taste the chill zakum. Then will you fill your insides therewith and drink boiling water on top of it. Indeed, you shall drink like diseased camels raging with thirst. Such shall be their entertainment on the day of acquittal. It is we who have created you. Why? It is we who have created you. Why will you not admit the truth? Do you then see the human seed that ye admit? Is it ye who created, or are we the creators? We have decreed death to be your common lot, and we are not to be frustrated from changing your forms and creating you again in forms that you know not. And you certainly know already the first form of creation. Why then do ye not take heed? See ye the seed that ye sow in the ground? Is it ye that cause it to grow, for all we the cause. Word our will, we can make it broken. We can make it broken or arch, and you would be left in wonderment. Say, we are indeed left with debts for nothing. Indeed, we are deprived. See ye the water which ye drink? Did ye bring it down in rain from the clouds, or do we? Were it our will, we can make it saltish and unpalatable. Then why do ye not give thanks? See ye the fire that ye kindle? Is it ye who grow the tree which feeds the fire, or do we grow it? We have made it a reminder and an article of comfort and convenience for the denizens of deserts. And glorify the name of thy Lord, the Supreme. Sarkala, the name of our spirit, speaks the truth.
Furthermore, I call to witness the setting of the stars. That is indeed a mighty adjuration, if you but knew. That this is indeed a Quran most honorable, in a book well guarded, which none shall touch for those who are clean. Revelation from the Lord of the world. Is this such a message that you would hold in light esteem? And have you made it your livelihood that you should declare it false to it? Then why do you not intervene when the soul of the dying man wishes to spoke? And yet, subhanAllah, and ye the while still stir, subhanAllah, and you the while sit looking on, for we are nearer to him than you, and yet see not. And why do you not, if you are exempt from future account, call back the soul if you are true in your claim of independence? Thus then, if he be of those nearest to Allah, there is for him rest and satisfaction in the garden of heaven. And if he be of the companions of the right hand, for him is the salutation, peace be upon you, from the companions of the right hand. And if he be of those who treat truth as falsehood, who go wrong, for him is entertainment with boiling water and burning in hell fire. Verily, this is the very truth and certainty. To celebrate the praise of SubhanAllah, to celebrate with praise is the name of thy Lord, the Supreme.
Right, alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 57, Al-Hadid 57. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, let it declare the praises and glory of Allah. For he is exalted in might the wise. To him belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth. It is he who gives life and death, and he has power over all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the hidden, and he has full knowledge of all things. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and is moreover firmly established on the throne of authority. He knows what enters within the earth and what comes forth out of it, what comes down from heaven and what mounts up to it, and he is with you wheresoever ye may be, and Allah sees well all that ye do. To him belongs dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all affairs referred back to Allah. He merges night into day, and he merges day into night. He has full knowledge of the secrets of all hearts. Believe in Allah, messengers, and spend in charity of the substance whereof he has made you heirs. For those of you who believe and spend in charity, for them is a great reward. cause have you why you should not believe in Allah and the messenger invites you to believe in your Lord and has indeed taken your covenant if ye are men of faith. He is the one who sends to his servant manifest signs that he may lead you out of the depths of darkness into light. And verily Allah is to you most kind and merciful. And what cause have ye why ye should not spend in the cause of Allah? For to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Not equal among you are those who spent freely and fought before the victory, and those who did so later. Those are higher in rank than those who spent, subhanAllah. Those are higher in rank than those who spent freely and fought afterwards. But to all has Allah promised a good reward, and Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Section 2.
Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan? For Allah will increase it manyfold to his credit, and he will have besides a generous reward. The day shall thou see the believing men and the believing women, how the light runs forward before them, and by their right hands. Their greeting will be good news for you this day, gardens beneath which flow rivers to dwell therein for hours. This is indeed the highest triumph. Today will the hypocrites, men and women, say to the believers, wait for us, let us borrow a light from your light. It will be said, turn you back to your rear and seek a light where you can. So a wall will be put up between them with a gate therein. With it will be mercy throughout, and without it all alongside will be wrath and punishment. Those without will call out, were we not with you? The others will reply, true, but you led yourselves into temptation. You waited to all ruin. You doubted Allah's promise, and your false desires deceive you until they issued the command of Allah, and the deceiver deceived you in respect of Allah. This day shall no ransom be accepted of you, nor of those who rejected Allah. Your abode is the fire that is a proper place to claim you, and an evil refuge it is. Has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts and our humility should engage in the remembrance of Allah, and of the truth which has been revealed to them, and that they should not become like those to whom was given the book aforetime, for long ages passed over them, and their hearts grew hard, for many among them are rebellious transgressors. Know ye all that Allah giveth life to the earth after his death. Already have we shown the sign plainly to you, that ye may understand. For those who give in charity, men and women, a loan to Allah, a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manyfold to their credit, and they shall have besides a generous reward. And those who believe in Allah and his messengers, they are the truthful and the martyrs in the eye of their Lord. They shall have their reward and their light. But those who reject Allah and deny our sign, they are the companions of hell fire.
Section 3, Ayat 20. Know you all that the life of this world is but play and amusement, pomp and mutual boasting and multiplying in rivalry among themselves, riches and children. Here is a similitude. How rain and the growth which it brings forth delight the hearts of the killer. Tune and withers, you will see it grow yellow. Then it becomes dry and crumbles away. But in the hereafter, his attempts are severe for the devotees of wrong, and forgiveness from Allah and his good pleasure for the devotees of Allah. And what is the life of this world but goods and chattels of deception? be ye foremost in seeking forgiveness from your Lord, and a garden of bliss with whereof is as the width of heaven and earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messenger. That is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He pleases. And Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. No misfortune can happen on earth or in death. No misfortune can happen on earth or in your souls, but is recorded in the decree before we bring it into existence. That is truly ease for Allah. In order that ye may not despair over matters that pass you by, but exalt over favors bestowed upon you. For Allah loveth not any vain glorious boaster. Such persons as are covetous and command covetous to men, and if any turn back from Allah's way, verily, Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. We send the fourth time our messages with clear signs, and set down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, that men may stand forth in justice. And we set down iron, in which is material for a mighty war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help unseen him and his messengers. For Allah is full of strength, exalted might, and able to enforce his will.
Alhamdulillah. And we sent Noah and Abraham and established in their line prophethood and revelation. And some of them were on right guidance, but many of them became rebellious transgressors. Then in their wake, we followed them up with others of our messengers. We sent after them Jesus, the son of Mary, bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. But in the monasticism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. We commanded only to seeking for the good pleasure of Allah, but that they did not foster, as they should have done. Yet we bestowed on those among them who believe their due reward, but many of them are rebellious transgressors. O ye that believe, fear Allah, and believe in His messenger, and He will bestow on you a double portion of His mercy. He will provide for you a light by which ye shall walk straight in your path, and He will forgive you your path, for Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. That the people of the book may know that they have no power whatever over the grace of Allah, that His grace is entirely in His hand to bestow it on whomsoever He wills, for Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. Alhamdulillah. And that's the end. That's the end of section 27. And we should take up section of juice number 28. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rashad. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Good. Alhamdulillah. How about yourself and Brother Muhammad? How you both doing? Alhamdulillah.
Good. Praise be to Allah. Glory, bro. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I was jotting down, you know, a lot of references where Allah says that He created the sun, the moon, the stars, you know what I mean? And that should really have us and our children, you know, to know that Allah, no matter what in this creation. It's only the Creator, which is Allah, and the creation, which is everything else. You know, the Allah created all, you know. And whatever we study, we want to show the children the connection, you know, that Allah is the creator of all. You know, I think that's the most important thing that we should, try to get over to the children. I was going along in a car, and somebody who was riding with me, threw some paper out or some kind of trash out out the window, kind of like, set out in the street. And so I just told the person, I says, this is Allah's creation. Allah created everything. This is Allah, you're dirtying up Allah's world. You don't have to, wait until you can throw it out in a trash can. Don't just throw it out in the street. But this is how our people have gotten away. So many people have gotten away from the right understanding, of things. And like, they're so willing to make a mess. They make messes. You know what I mean? And it's, just so easy for them, I was with my, I don't know, I guess my grandson or something, alhamdulillah. So, every day, yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's good that sometimes have to bring things like this to people's mind, to their consciousness. Sometimes, they're just not aware of what they're doing. They just don't think about certain things, and it's a good person with good heart, good intent, but they'll accept that, say, oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me, or they'll just look at you and don't say nothing and move on with no argument back and forth. Then some people, you can speak to them, and then now you got to, but you have to, it's like that we see something, you have to bring it to their attention. Praise be to Allah that they'll be accepted. Sometimes I must see where I live. And once in a while, somebody would pull up in front of my house, and maybe stop for a minute. You see them, they finish what they're doing, drinking or something, or eating something, throw the bag or the can or the bottle, right on the street and drive right off. Don't think about it. Sometimes I just said, I had a vehicle fast enough, and I can move out of the house that quick. Come right down, and you go back and pick that up and go in front of my house, Sometimes, your mind just makes you wonder. Sometimes you want to do something to help correct people. Like I said, sometimes they just don't even thinking, or maybe that's just a habit they have. And what they were doing is drop it right there. Don't look for, we got a lot to do to kind of bring people back to consciousness,
Alhamdulillah. That's right. That's right. Alhamdulillah. All right. We got some Al-Muksi, brother. Al-Muksi, alhamdulillah, brother. You got 5 minutes, brother. All praise be to Allah. Good morning. Good morning.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes,
you got that right. Udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You are definitely right about the good life. Doing this Holy Quran hour, because that's where it comes from. And once we get back to what Allah has given us, as guidance and as an example, then we'll see progress beyond your imagination. You might even see the day of resurrection come in. That's how beautiful it's going to be. And when we get to our humanly best, accepting the guidance of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and establishing the good life that He has prepared for us. And then as close as we humanly can and get to following the model example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the better we'll see the life that we might have time to share with the world and save a lot of people's lives like we saved our own soul through believing in Allah and His Messenger and the Quran. You know, we'll get a chance to see some of it. Because Allah said, you know, He said there will come a time you'll see. But He's letting them know we will see that once we establish in our time here in 2021, establish Deen al-Islam in the United States of America, we'll have time to see that a lot of this hard work that we've been doing to please Allah so He will be pleased with us and when they can make it easy for people to be pleased with those who are living the life of reality of what Allah has created for all human beings. You know, we'll see them come in droves, you know, and that's why it's very important that we get to the job of preparing the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these human beings who have gotten control of their will and have turned back to the correct Qibla, and they're coming on home, inshallah, trying to make sure that they're in a position of dying in the state of al-Islam whenever Allah calls that day of judgment. Now, we have to really have the type of understanding of that. Now, I'll give you an example. I just happened to be just talking to someone a few minutes ago. I said, Allah said in His mercy, He gave all of humanity an example of what type of human being they want to have. They want to have a human God, you know. So Allah sent them a miracle. You know, He gave them the life of Isa to overcome that fictitious life that Allah knew that Satan and his imps were planning. See, they plan, but Allah plan. He's the best of planning. He always keeps the believers ahead of the plan of Satan and those who He might use to try to make His plan seem real on this earth. See? And He said, I had to send you a miracle to remind y'all that I am the creator of everything that exists in your reality. You wouldn't even know nothing. It'd be just if we had to use an example of our human example, it'd just be a cold blank. We wouldn't know nothing, hear nothing, see nothing. It'd just be blank. You know, waiting on the will of Allah to bring in whatever He wanted to bring in. And then after that, He said, I sent you a miracle to show you the kind of pure faith you got to have. You know, in order to not fall, what's that old saying, you can stand up for you better stand up for the truth or you can fall for anything, something like that. You can fall for the illusions of Satan. You can fall for the people who are under his influence and don't not know it because they are still going through the same thing that you are going. But you are free now when you took your shahada. You are free now when you started to lay your foundation that we were speaking on yesterday up underneath you that you're going to stand upon that we call the truth. And you purified it and purified it every day through your five pillars and your arcs of faith. Now, when we use those things again, and then he said, Prophet Muhammad said, he said, now, you're not going to be no miracle. I wanted you to make it clear to them that you are a Basharun like them. It took a miracle to make me to bring them to a direction that my servant Esau done by telling them about you. But you won't have that. You're going to show them that they have the human potential and the free will to stand on their own and come to the victory, to the good life. That's going to be exemplified in this last warning called the Quran. And you have the criteria, you have the model, you have everything you need to build. One of the things they used to try to contribute to Esau, the son of Miriam, you know, when they said he pointed them the way to the victory. I had that song on my mind, but I said about the gospel on that. But anyway, so when we depend upon the example that Allah has given to the human being just like us, you know, and realize that we're not gonna get no more miracles, we're not gonna get no more warnings, you know. Allah said, you are on your own way. The way I created you in the beginning is enough for you to refuse whatever Satan invites to you. All you got to do is remember me.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah. Good teaching. Anybody else? All of our folds is open. And Brother Muhammad Amuksi, you know, I know you know that we read the 130 of the Holy Quran in the first hour. So, so spread the word on that. If somebody want to get in on that, that makes me feel real good, real fulfilled, and it makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. I know I'm doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Praise be to Allah. So if anybody else want to jump in there, you got 5 minutes. Anybody else want to comment? Take 5 minutes. You're open to it. Anybody else?
Okay, I'll speak up again. That is.
Yes, sir. Praise be.
Yep, going back to 255, ayat 33. I think this is basically part of your thinking, I believe, about rockets and the launching and those ideas you're thinking of going to Cape Canaveral or the other place you think about is still launching. I think what Allah says in the Quran there, 55:33, Rahman Rahim. O you assembly of jinns and men, if it be you can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass you, not without authority, shall you be able to pass. You know, I believe that others, like, you know, had the Quran, you reading it before we came into what we were saying, the second resurrection. You know, when that time we was in the first experience, you know, trying to get us prepared for the second experience. And there's others who, I was thinking, men that go into space, men and women, on the missiles and that platform they've been working on for the last 20, 30 years out in space. You know, every once in a while we hear where there's a launch of another payload being delivered out there to that planet. I mean, that a platform they're working on out there. We hear some astronauts go and they stay out there for a year, 2 years, whatever. They're brought back in and the media makes it known that this particular astronaut is coming back to Earth after being out there for a month or 6 years, 6 months and all what. So it lets us know that evidently these men of science and all, they had read the Quran and they knew the Quran way before we got it. You know, it's because the book has been there since 1,400 years ago. So, you know, there's probably denominations, Christian scientists, and whatever. Yeah, they studied Quran long before a lot of us was even born or think about being born. We got to the revelation right after the prophet had woke the people up and they passed it on. So that's why they got this idea and all to go out into space. They say, yeah, Allah give us that power and those strengths and understanding and have used our mind and intelligence and start building these type vehicles that you can go that far. So they come to the idea of planes. That first aircraft that they made, and they got now plane goes so fast, faster than the speed of sound. You know, sometimes you can hear a plane coming past, and you look up, and it's gone. You know, it sounds faster than sound. So, yeah, people have went into the Allah's revelation to Prophet Muhammad and other messengers before, long back, you know. You understand these things, so that's why you're on a good track there, brother. You're saying about the idea of seeing an actual launching of a missile. No, I know you were saying when our program, one of them was set up at night, it lit up like it lit up the whole city. Yeah, I never experienced watching a lot myself. I guess I have to go through some real steps in order to get to get that point where you can get on the grounds of a lunching. I guess I have to put some diplomacy and right contacts. A lot of times, the average person, you can't even get anywhere near a lunching unless you're part of that program. Matter of fact, you're not even invited to come to this day when a lunch is going to be made, and that's it. But there are no invitations to come anywhere near Cape Canaveral or any other places. So it's going to take some blessing from Allah for us to achieve that. I would like to get to see a lunching myself. That must be something to see. Just think about it. Stop me from talking too much, you know. Then, you know, sometimes you think about something that we don't hear about. That is, like it's almost a no-no or forbidden for astronauts to come back and report on what they saw out there in the space. So it must be something to experience to be out there. And what did they see? What did they experience out there in space among the planets and all? And you notice, I've never heard where an astronaut came back and reported to the world what they experienced out there. I guess it's supposed to be forbidden. I have never heard of anyone reporting back what they saw and what they experienced, that life out there in space. I think I'll just stop there. Thank you for taking my comments.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, all praise be to Allah. Yeah, I think it was Brother Al-Muksi was saying that he saw a rocket launch at night. And alhamdulillah, brother, and how he described it, it was really something. It kind of like lit up the area, lit up the city. You know, the light and everything. So something that we have to expose our children to, and also we have to let them know in order to get there to that level. First of all, they have to be good people. They have to be good. They have to have morals. Then Allah show them more and more, and then they, get the basics, study their mathematics and their, biology and chemistry as they go on, you know, because a lot of times these astronauts and stuff really didn't know anything about space travel, but like they were good, you know, biologists or good chemists or something, and then the NASA trained them, saw that they had a scientific mind, and then gave them a little bit more training so they could be, so our children have to be exposed to that, this is something that the Quran teaches, and the imams really have, told us that he's a student of science, loves science. This is something, they always encourage our people to get into music and spend a lot of time in sports and stuff like that. And then our children spend so many hours out on the ball field. Of course, you're physically fit, but sometimes they do an overkill there, you know. So all this has to be explained to our children very early. That their number one thing is to increase their mind, their morals in their mind. Of course, it's reality. Like if you're a father or you have boys or even girls, sometimes you might want to expose them to something so they can defend themselves. And a friend of mine, what he did, he took his son to a martial art. He took his son diligently. religiously to a martial arts trainer over the years. And that way, as this little brother became smart and everything, he was also physically fit, so he could take care of himself. You know the types of problems that children run into, you know, coming up, boys coming up, you know, and get pushed around and bullied or whatever, you know. So, alhamdulillah, it's coming along. I wish I was rich. I could move faster on some things I want to do. But the reality is that I'm going to have to, we're going to have to bide our time in order to get some of these things done. You know, we got a pretty good start with a nice website, I think, a pretty good website. And it at least, you know, puts on the mind of believers in our community the importance of STEM. The importance of STEM is something that I just really came into maybe 10 years ago or so myself. I ran into it, and I understood it. It's very important in the Western world, all over the world. And, you know, that's a little bit why the Israelis have such a hate of the Iranians. Not so much, you know, the nuclear thing. I guess, of course, people want to have some type of security, but also the Iranians believe in science. They believe in science. You know, they're Muslim. They know, and I think sometimes, you know, like the Israelis just want to dominate, you know, but That's something that Allah gave, offers everybody, all the believers, especially the believers. He gives us insight into His work. He gives us insight into His world. He let us see a little. He gives us a glimpse of His world that He created. You know, but how they said the. Knowledge is the loss of the vision of the believer. You know, alhamdulillah. So, it's coming along. Praise be to Allah. We got a lot of good people. So we want to do this in the morning time, you know, get up and read 1/30 of the Holy Quran and then know when we leave out. We've done the right thing. We've done the absolute right thing. That's called, I guess, a halakha circle. Halakha. I gotta look that up, brother Sharif. The halakha circle, huh? That's called.
Yeah, halakha circle. Halakha circle. Right.
Mhm. Mhm. So anybody else? Come on in.
Assalamu alaikum. I was thinking about what we had just read about, you know, the Quran and the power of Allah and the signs of Allah and the heavens and the earth and His power and rewards for good and evil. You know, I remember hearing a story about this hippie. You know, he was just out there and not doing anything, but he needed, you know, some sustenance and place to stay. So they said, well, he'd have to enroll in school in order to, you know, keep his benefits going, you know. So his objective was just to keep his benefits going, but he happened to take a math class, and he found out that, well, you know, he enjoyed it, and he continued, and anyway, to make a long story short, he ended up at Caltech, one of the engineers at Caltech there in Pasadena, you know, one of the highly rated colleges for science and mathematics, Caltech, and working for NASA. So anyway, that just speaks to the potential that a lot of these brothers who are out in the street, you know, wasting their time, not really realizing that they have a lot of potential. And it shows up sometime in these rappers who, you know, go ahead on and, you know, get into, become a huge, big entrepreneurs, you know, they start out rapping, you know, get out the street, and, you know, some of them were just out in the street, homeless, literally in the street, but realize their potential. And this is what Allah has for all of us. And, of course, you know, with the school that we're talking about, the potential of these young people. But also, I'm intrigued about the Allah's creation. He says the creator of the heavens and the earth, and we're here on this earth, and we see things from an earthly point of view, but out in space, like the brother had mentioned, you know, what it is, what do they see out there, you know? And if we think in terms of Allah, some of reflect on his creation, which he tells us to do now, he created stars and planets and all types of physical attributes and physical laws that these stars function on. In other words, if we think of light, light, as I said, is the fastest object or thing in the universe, 186,000 miles per second, 186,000 miles a second. And if we look, you know, the nearest star is 4 light years away, nearest star from the sun. And if we say 4 light years, what does that mean? That means it will take 4 years at light traveling 186,000 miles a second for that star's light to reach here. Now, that's the closest star. 4 years at the light traveling 186,000 miles a second for that star's light to reach where we are. And it takes eight minutes for light from the sun. The sun is 93 million miles away. And it takes 8 minutes for the sun's light to reach here. And that's the nearest star. But you have other stars that are not only millions but billions of light years away. And Allah controls it all. So this is the vastness of Allah. And this star that we see here, the sun, very big, huge. And it takes a million Earths, more than a million Earths can fit inside of it. But there are other stars that Allah has created where a million suns can fit inside of it. You know, so this is a mighty, mighty wise God and a huge, huge creation. That says more stars that Allah has created in the universe than there are individual grains of sand on the beaches and the deserts. Now, that's mind-boggling if you think about it. You know how small a grain of sand is. More stars that Allah created in the universe than there are individual grains of sand on the earth. So this is the vastness of Allah. And also that's the microcosm. And in the microcosm, in one grain of sand, there are more atoms than there are grains of sand on the beaches of the earth. And that's how small an atom is. So these concepts that we have, you know, that the scientists dwell on and think about on a daily basis and deal with in terms of physics and, you know, chemistry, you know, these are concepts that they deal with, and many of them dealing with these concepts have become believers, you know, believers in God. Some of them Muslims, some of them, you know, maybe other faiths, and others just, you know, just know that there is a creator, because they say that, well, this could not happen accidentally. It's just like they say, you know, if all of this creation was just happenstance, just happened to be created by nature, they say, well, you know, a clock works mathematically, right? And everybody know you have to have a creator for a clock. Well, then they say, if there's no creator, if there was no design to this creation and everything works like clockwork, you know, the earth travels around the sun and the sun travels, you know, in its orbit in this particular solar system, in this particular galaxy, and we're traveling fast, and this galaxy is moving fast, by half a million miles an hour, that is 500,000 miles an hour. We don't feel it. and we're spinning. Everything's spinning. But anyway, if you put, let's say, the contents of a clock, let's say you take the clock down from the wall and break it down and put all the individual parts and screws in a box and then shake it up and then throw it out on the floor, is it going to come and form a clock? No, no, no. Then the creation of the heavens and the earth has been created, and it works like clockwork. So that shows there's design. There is a creator. So many of the scientists and mathematicians have came to the conclusion after they, you know, dealt with these concepts that there has to be a creator. There has to be a creator. And we know, of course, it's Almighty Allah. We know it's Almighty God Allah. So praise be to Allah in the world.
Praise be to Allah. Something to think about.
Yeah, something to think about. So, Brother Muhammad, you are...
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, sir. Assalamu alaikum. And like most of us, you probably retired, huh? From...
No, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, but my wife spent 15 and a half years in the armed services when I was representing our community and doing those 15 years as a lay leader, Islamic lay leader.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, man. I never did go. You know, the Vietnam War was so controversial that, and they had the lottery system. By the time they reached my number, they never did get to it, you know. But people in the street. But I know that military, that's good training, man. That's good discipline, good training. You know, you go through it and get the business
from it. It's like what you, it's kind of like what y'all been talking about. It's about a lot opening your eyes to the workings of the human family, their problems, what causes wars, and all kinds of stuff like that. Because I went in as a conscious objector. Because even at that time, I knew that Muslims could not deal in a conflict. You know, they by the federal government, federal law. You know, we don't have to participate in a conflict, but you do have to defend your country. You know, and etc.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's a declared war. So I went in as a conscious objector. You know, and at that time my name was Leroy X. You know, I went in at that. So it got a lot of learning. We call it hell. We have a lot of hell from being, you know, under those categories of being black as well as being a Muslim, or especially a Muslim at those time when they was making their trying their best, got to make us understand that Al-Islam, the Nation of Islam, was not true Al-Islam. Try to deter us, you know, in our faith, you know, our way that Allah approaches, you know, trying to stop us from grabbing it, you know. But alhamdulillah, you know, I got through all that and had an opportunity as things develop over my lifetime to be able to expound on the Nation of Islam, be able to expound on true Al-Islam, except when I was talking to soldiers, you know, all over in Germany and all over the United States, you know, and being a lady. But again, like I said, I like what Allah shows us all, like the wonderful conversation y'all was having. But again, that we always had to do, like Allah tells us, you know, the first thing first, though, you know. Your base was leaping off all in wherever way you go, you know, to observe his greatness and what he has created to inspire us and our own creation. We know there was a double picture of ourselves. You know, how he looked before he blew the ruin in us, you know, and how he looked when we didn't have the ruin in us. And those are the two jihad that we have to go through, even our own self, to naturally incline ourselves to the rule that Allah blew in us, or either follow our own thoughts and fall all the way down to the lowest of the low. You know, inshallah, that's our jihad, you know. So, and then, but then when we look at those words, we see it's too much, not any more different than observing the creation. when you look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Because Allah told us everything is in us. Everything the creation said that you come in the world is in you. So just like Imam Muhammad used some signs on other, he used to tell us all the time about, you ain't got to go outside the United States to learn out Islam. You know, the out Islam that you're looking for is inside of you. You know, and Allah has given you a backward view, you know, and then he lets you experience the history in the Quran. But we turn from one Qibla, the nation of Islam, to the correct Qibla in the leadership of Imam Waqi Muhammad, you know, and carried on our journey, you know. And I remember how I used to reflect sometime when we used to believe in the things about the mothership and everything like that, and how we used to ponder about science way back then, deep science.
We
knew we had people that had left this earth and was living up there in space in a hidden vacuum, so that you know the enemies of truth didn't know they was there, et cetera. You know, and then it's clear he came through us through the leadership of Imam Muhammad and brought, you know, these realities down to us, again reminding us that Allah has told us, I will not change your condition until you change the condition of yourself. So to go to the moon or go to Mars, and we have not established Khalifa here on earth, or established and get rid of racism and all these other hellish things Shaitan has been using to distract us, we can't afford to go out in space with that type of contamination. You know, to get in a fight on the spaceship because I'm Russian or you black or I'm Japanese, you know, which could happen when in the time of necessity, you know, when you are tested, you know. So we had to be mindful of saying the Allah wants us to finish the test that he has for us here, because it's going to give us the little control that we need, like Prophet Muhammad said, Islam, Allah wants you to control your anger. Allah wants you to control your focus, you know, only accept what is clear, blah, 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 and stay out of the dark side. If you have any doubt, leave the doubt alone. I'll give that to you as you continue to sharpen your sincerity and your skills in studying the first science book. Because when we look at the scripture, we have different forms of Allah's enlightenment to us in the books before the Quran. But the Quran is the true science book of how to perfect life here on this earth, the good life, you know, that comes through the Quran only. When we settle down and realize that this is a very simple way of testing that we're going through, we either follow the rule in us and obey Allah and His messenger, or either we follow our own ideas that Shaitan gives us, And be on the path to the hellfire and causing problems on the world, mischief and all that other stuff that we've seen. The people who don't have faith or are confused or blinded by the whispers of the Shaitan tend to keep getting into over and over again all this war and hell and over racism and money and all kind of things. We as the Khalifa have to bring the balance, the truth, the peace, the clarity of how those who have faith have to establish this parallel world on earth, which is our share of it, so that those who want to come and expand and get back to the rightful owners of this planet, we have to come together and establish the basis. We got to come together and pledge to Allah in Halakha, in Shura, that we now understand and we know that the one for my brother, what I want for myself, you know, and my neighbor is not hungry next door, et cetera, et cetera. All the wonderful things we have learned in our basic education of Allah being God and Muhammad is His messenger, and how we're supposed to establish a model community called Deen al-Islam, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know. And so we have this criteria to help us get this straight, but Allah being merciful and keeping us inspired, letting us know He's keeping His promise to us, because we see the people who have no faith, Allah gives them the same opportunity. You know, but He lets them follow their own thoughts in their imperfection, Well, some of the scientific things we have experienced in our reality on this earth, we know a lot of them probably would be and have been, and would have been a greater success than what they were if they had followed the guidance of the book that Allah sent to them, and especially those of these days and times in the last 1,400 years or so, followed the guidance of the Quran and the model example of how to deal with the sciences and how to make sure that the sciences don't become our God, you know, and don't become, even starting with the biggest thing in our universe, you know, we had to learn how not to be sun worshipers, you know, learn how not to be stargazers, you know. And we have seen in the history of the human family how, what do they call it, floating, or we even have a history in the journal of Al-Islam of some of our leaders, like what's his name, Abdul Ghazi, how he was so impressed with the science and the universe that he forgot all about his responsibility here on Earth to try to pass this test here and complete this thing first. Just like we also get another example when the brother in the prayer in the mass, he was praying all the time. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, "Who feed him?" Blah blah blah. We know the story. But Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, "Y'all better than him, because he ain't doing nothing with what y'all dealing with right now. Y'all trying to establish Deen out of Islam. Y'all trying to establish freedom, justice, and equality, water conservation, for agricultural conservation, how to purify your animals, and you're thinking about things that Shaitan has already contaminated with the history of the different degrees of education law was given to human family. But now you're at the final end. Like Imam Muhammad said, the final frontier. This is the last warning. He said, I'd have left you with enough to carry you through whatever tricks or whatever distraction Shaitan tried to bring you, or anything in the creation trying to distract you, because you're the best of creation. So don't let the want of knowing or being a part of what I have showed you of my greatness, because these things are to serve you if you serve me, your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we had to get this balance in this cycle of life back into its proper orbit. And that comes after Allah has deemed that he has given Shaitan enough respite of testing us with what is inside of us that he saw, but what he failed to see that Allah put inside of us, his rule. So we're not going to get away from the basics. You know, we're going to be successful.
Subhanallah.
Go ahead.
No. That's not from me. Go ahead. Someone said Subhanallah, so I'm listening.
But that means that they spoke to want to come in or something.
That means we have to remind others of our time and all. We have 5 minutes, and so he tells us maybe we don't have watches, or we should have a watch or a clock or a time or something.
We're doing it now. We have each other. We decided that
if someone goes on, you say Subhanallah, and you go ahead on if somebody goes over, and that way, because right now, I'm getting ready to go to work. So if y'all could kind of like govern yourself, say Subhanallah, if that's what we agreed on, and jump on in there. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, well, I'll be saying, I'll say, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam.
You have to leave now.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like, I just like to get that clear before you go. So if you got, you know, if someone is going over, of course we try to govern ourselves. But if someone is going over, we agreed to say Subhanallah. And jump on in there and everything, because it's the situation right now is I'm trying to get ready to go to work, so I kind of leave it on us to govern ourselves.
All right, Ron.
No.
All right, assalamu alaikum. I'll hear the next time I can get back home.
Okay, here's okay, I'll praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, 404-421. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. You know, you didn't raise your hand, but I was just getting ready to go to work here, but we got 404. If you want to say something or not, however you want to do it, but I got your mic open. It's ready to go if you want to say something. But continue, Brother Muhammad, for a couple of minutes. And if anybody want to jump in there, say subhanallah, and that stops the – if somebody goes over. But right now, everybody got about maybe 3 minutes or so, because it's about 12 minutes till. Yes, continue, please.
Yeah, I was listening, waiting for the brother who said subhanallah. I thought he wanted to say something. I was waiting for him to go ahead on. We shouldn't interrupt somebody, you know, if we're not going to say anything, because a lot of times it's just us, and you know, if brother goes, even if he goes beyond 5 minutes. And, you know, let him go on, because he got something to say. But it's just a few of us right now, so I wouldn't, you know, just, you know, interrupt the brother unless I had something to say myself and wanted to get it in, you know, but not just to interrupt him just to say, okay, you were in 5 minutes, and then don't say anything, you know. Let the brother go head on, you know, unless you got something to say.
Yeah, it's only a few of us right now. After we get 50 or 60, then we got to bear down on the mechanism to double. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay, well, if no one wants to say anything, I'll since I wanted to say it, subhanAllah. And sometimes we have to. The best way to do things is to stop it before it develops. If it's going, something's going on the wrong direction, it's like a ship. If you're the captain of the ship or the navigator, you got this big, gigantic ship weighing tons. If you see where you're going off course, then that should put the captain's attention or to the navigator or who was at the wheel or controls at that time. Soon you see that ship went one millimeter of an inch off course, bring it to the navigator's attention right then. Because if you're going to wait and let it catch you going, by the time it goes another mile or something, this big... Now you've gone so far off course that you can't control it. You can't get it back on the where it should be going. And when you look up there, there's an iceberg or another big ship out there. And because we didn't correct it, when the trace went a millimeter off the course, now you can't correct it. And now that big, a gigantic vessel you're on going to hit that iceberg, and that's going to be the end. Same thing with groups, military, and things like that. If you're given an order to do something, and you don't do it then, what's going to happen way down the line? If you're the point man, what it may be, and you're sent out there to scout the land, to observe it, and you see that there's a flicker out there, and you see a light. That flicker was telling you there's a weapon out there, there's a machine going this, whatever. And you don't alert the commander or the captain or whoever in charge that you saw it as a possibility. that there's a machine going nest out there. And if you go further without taking a moment to study that situation, what may be, when you get out there, it's too late now to turn back, and you're right on the fire. And the whole battalion or that flight or that battalion or that platoon is going to be wiped out completely. Why? Because the person didn't make that correction when that first warning, that first red light went up. And we have that situation in one of our other programs, and that is because people talk and they continue. So after a while, the person that's in charge, they say, wait a minute, it's going out of hand now because everybody's just talking now. So I'll put a limit on you. Everyone can speak now for 3 minutes. Now, if someone continue to go over that, and now it's getting out of turn, and what's happening? Now drastic measures have to be taken. Now give it a warning. Say, next week you go over 3 minutes, I'm going to mute you. Now that's where it's not recommended. You don't want to come to that. So now you're muted and you're cut off. Now if that continues to go on, now you come to a place where the person is heading up this now. It says go on so far off track. And I said, now you only have 2 minutes to talk. You go with that time, we're going to mute you. And after a while, it goes so far. Then it's out of hand. Then they cut it off altogether. Now you can know, now you're put back into prison or concentration or whatever. And now you can't speak at all. Why? Because it wasn't corrected when you saw it going off the track. So that's why I bring this up. Because I was in the military. I understand how it works. In the Nation of Islam, I was a lieutenant. I was a squad leader. In all of this, and I understand how things work. You stop it right at the beginning. What we're saying, we see Satan raise his head. You don't wait until you see Satan's eyes. Or the end of the eyes, you hear it as soon as you see the top of the head. And that's why I say we have to correct things from the beginning, because otherwise it's going to go off course, it's going to be too late. That happens in communities also. So I may be going on because I think I wasn't watching 9 o'clock, and I could be off for a while. And see, that's how it happens in our community. When the Imam Muhammad told us that 80%, he told us in 2003 at the convention, when you know how many will attend the convention, he shocked us all. He said 80% of the imam do not support my leadership. 80% do not support my leadership. And they kept going on and going on because we wouldn't support the imam and we support those 80% that's not with him. And what went off course? And now where are we? 13 years after the man passing, we're in a bad situation financially. We don't have anything for ourselves. We can't feed ourselves. We don't educate ourselves. None of this because we let it went so far and we didn't submit. Listen to him now. He told us what the problem was, and now look where we are. In bad condition. Don't have in the schools, got 6 only 7 full-time schools in this whole community. No businesses. Terrible condition. Why? Because we let it went too far. As soon as the man told us that 80% didn't support him, we should have making moves in. He told what to do, but do not support them. You support leadership and you punish bad leadership. We didn't follow anything that we were told, and now look where we are, 13 years after the man passed. I rest my case.
Law Wakeba.
I won't be coming back. I won't be on Mondays. Pardon me. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So it'll only be Monday and Tuesday. that I'll be able to come back. But if you don't give me those two only on Mondays and Tuesdays, that's the reason I have. I'll be back when I can, you know. May Allah bless us and be successful in our good work.
Right.
This time I will
come.
So I'm like, be up here now.
Yeah, Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Look at my phone.
Well, alhamdulillah. I understand where you're coming from, Brother Muhammad. I started off in my bedroom broadcasting, and then I went into the kitchen and I put together a little lunch. And right now I'm riding down King Boulevard in my car, and I don't know if people actually knew all that was happening through technology, but right now it's hard for me to actually monitor a situation like that because I'm not on it like that. We're just getting started. We're just getting a routine, and we're looking at it kind of like loosely right now. In other words, I thought it's important that we get the inspiration, keep the inspiration going, keep the emotion going before. Then as it grow, I haven't really put out a text blast, let everybody know, you know what I mean? No, because it was other little preliminary things, but you know, your thoughts are well taken, and then we'll have to adhere to some type of policy. But right now, it just seems like if someone is going over, well, first of all, be conscious of the time, everybody, be conscious of the time. But if you go over 5 minutes, you know, kind of govern yourself. We'll have to come in with subhanallah, subhanallah, if somebody want to say something right now, you know. So inshallah, I think that's probably, you know, the best way to handle it right now because, you know, we need everybody's support right now because here in Los Angeles, we don't have a Claire Muhammad school and we need one. Alhamdulillah. So, if somebody want to say something, I may not, you know, have communicated my ideas right, but somebody want to say something. But right now, we'll just say subhanallah. But I just say everybody be mindful of time. And the lady just told me 90 seconds. So if we could, Brother Rashad, can you take us out in a good prayer?
Sure.
The best prayers are the prayers from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Darling. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, a lot of peace. Let me put on everybody. Be safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
Amen.
Thank you.